It's Britney, bitch.
Get up! I've been expecting you, darling.
It's only right I start your morning off with the latest music, gossip, relationship 101, and quote of the day. I double dare you to sit back, relax, and join in on today's fun on The Breakdown. I'm your host, Brittany Marlette, and I've been expecting you, darling. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Shh. Do y'all hear that? It's Andre 3000 album. The wind is blowing. Everything is so magnifying. I even see colors. What's up, y'all? I am your host, Brittany Marlette. You are checking out The Breakdown Podcast, hosted by me, owned by me, baby, on all platforms. Brittany Marlette, you know, we holding it down, but you already know, based on the pictures and everything like that, we finna dive into Andre 3000 album. Okay, so first of all, we already know Andre 3000 is so cold. He's so cold as a lyricist. For those who don't know, check him out. Sorry, Miss Parker. Ooh, I am for real. Ooh, y'all ain't even ready. Like, the man, first of all, he cold. He cold as a lyricist, right? So I think that, okay, so he just came out with this album and it's completely fluty. Okay, seriously, it's him completely playing the flute, right? It's completely instrumental. Some people are not rocking with it. And some people who are more spiritual are like, oh man, this album is giving me life. But I say, unto you all, we already know, especially, first of all, let's just break it down. We're breaking it down because we can, right? And it is called The Breakdown. When you have people who are multi-talented, and he wanted to also dive into something that was new too. When you have people that are multi-talented and just have different talents all over the world, first of all, he played roles in acting. He also tried, you know, you can tell that he can sing, rapping, things like that. But hey, why the hell not try the flute? That's how I look at it. Why the hell not try the flute? So he got like a lot of backlash. Oh man, we waited this long to hear some freaking flute. Yo, but my thing is, and I was talking to some people, right? And I'm like, but the thing is, whether you liked it or not, yo, you still listen to it. You still listen to it. And he still is getting a play from you, whether you liked it or not. He's not getting the company that, or this contract or promotion or whatever the case may be, the people that even put this out, they not even thinking about who liked it and who didn't like it or none of that stuff like that. They looking at, damn, how many people actually listen to it? Nobody cares about your opinion. Nobody gives a shit about your opinion. Really, to be honest, nobody cares about your opinion. Did you listen though? And truth of the matter is, you did. You did listen. That's what I'll be thinking. I will be thinking. I mean, what y'all think? I personally feel like, hey, is this something that you can ride to? No, it ain't nothing that you can bump to. It ain't nothing that you can party with your girls to. But do he have stuff out there that you can definitely listen to? Like, hey, let me hear that Andre 3000. Yeah, this wouldn't be the album for that. This definitely wouldn't be the album for that. However, has he had albums like that? Hell yeah. Especially with Outkast before he went the whole solo. Yeah, yes. Yes. You are the prototype. We already know that Andre 3K was a little different. You know, he messed with Erykah Badu. They got a baby together. You know, like, we know that he's different than a lot of us. And then I think that Andre 3K, this album is going to resonate with people more of a spiritual kind of, I don't know, people that, like, this is more of a record you clean up to, you go to sleep to, you kind of, you know what I'm saying? People are like, oh, that's bullshit. This ain't the Andre 3000 that we know, but you know he can do it though. Point blank, period. You know he can. Multi-talented people don't get enough credit. Like, you want to just see me in one aspect? Like, little do you know, I can, not me. I'm just saying, for him, I can rap, I can sing, I can act, and on top of that, I can play the goddamn flute. No words. Somebody even made a joke. Y'all don't even deserve words. This generation don't even deserve words. But I told somebody, I said, yo, they not even looking for opinions. Who cares about your opinion? I bet them numbers go up. And sure, shit don't stink. Them numbers are rising to the top. And it's going to keep rising to the top. And people are going to be using it as samples. People are going to actually be rapping on top of it. I ain't prophesizing. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. You know why? Because I'm never wrong.